from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So she will go back on trial. Story here from the New York Post. Karen Reed, the Massachusetts woman accused of mowing down her cop boyfriend with her SUV, has broken her silence. She spoke to ABC's 2020. Reed is 44. The episode of 2020 will air later tonight involving the January 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe. The alleged killer, who is accused of running O'Keefe, 46, down and leaving him for dead in a blizzard, insisted she was innocent.
Or he fell, or he got attacked by a dog, or he was beat up in a bar by a buddy.
Well,
nobody knows what happened
right to
him.
She has accused law enforcement of a cover-up tied to her boyfriend's death. Reed did admit that the pair was arguing before she dropped him off at a fellow police officer's
home. Doesn't make her a murderer.
That's right.
I'm not saying she did or didn't do it. I'm just saying they don't have any evidence suggesting that she definitively did.
If she had mowed him down, as they claim, as prosecutors claim, wouldn't there have been physical evidence on the car?
Oh, I've said that from day one.
And I don't believe there was.
Everyone was stinking drunk. There was a fight in the house where he was found outside,
which was a fellow police officer's home.
I mean, the whole case is a dumpster fire.
Was there not a camera anywhere in sight?
And what? No one heard any commotion or came out. Like, there's just so many things. Oh, and didn't the police or the CSI people gather up evidence in a red Solo cup? Like, gathered up blood evidence or something in a red Solo cup? So then that had to be tossed because they look like Keystone Cops during this evidentiary collection process.
She goes back on trial in January.
I can't believe they're retrying her.
I actually think she might be innocent. And I think there
I'm not going to go that far, but there's no way they can prove she did it.
There might be some validity to this being a cover-up. Where is the evidence on the car? If she mowed him down like prosecutors claim,
it'd be all over the car. You're right. It would be all over the car.
You hit a deer, and it will destroy your car.
Yep.
You hit a human, there would at least be some sort of damage to your car.
Well, it was the winter, so if he was bundled up.
No, Sam.
Like a coat, a hat, the whole nine, and she hit him, and no blood got on the car.
Mm.
Wow. How this show has changed where now I'm the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Getting all handsy with your lawyer is weird. That's not going to go well in the trial.
I'm not saying that that's not weird or that her behavior.
I hadn't heard that part. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. All the playing footsie or something.
No, they went out to dinner and they tried to claim that she stepped in front of a photo. So he grabbed her to pull her back. But he was very obviously hugging her from behind and they were laughing.
Was he aggressively pulling her back?
There was some aggression. Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, there wasn't a photo being taken in the way, so
I don't know. I don't think they can prove it. I don't know if she did it or not. You got to have a stronger case than we're not sure how he died or when he died or why no one heard it or why there's no evidence on the car.
And why did she move on so quickly? Allegedly.
But that doesn't make you a murderer.
That's true. That is exactly
right. I've said this about Scott Peterson.
Yeah.
Was he a dirtbag of a husband?
Yes.
Absolutely. Can you prove that he killed her?
No.
They can't prove he killed her, where he killed her, how he killed her, or when. Doesn't mean he didn't do it. I'm just saying they can't prove it.
You'll get no argument from me.
I'm telling you right now, mark my words, if he gets a new trial, there is no conviction in that case. None.
Don't you think, though, that if he were, because the LA Innocence Project has picked up his case, which apparently the last time we mentioned that, people were pointing out on the text line, the LA Innocence Project is different than the Innocence Project. Okay, fine, whatever. They don't take up cases they think they're going to lose.
No, in fact, I think some of the bulk of their time is combing through the various cases to figure out which is the one that deserves the attention because we have the best shot at helping this person.
Right. And so I don't think that they would take up this case if they thought they wouldn't win.
I agree.
And by win, get him a new trial.
You don't have to like the client. But it doesn't mean you can prove he did what they're saying he did.
Is he too infamous to put him back on trial again?
Not this many years later. Go home and just say to your daughter, Scott Peterson, and if she hasn't been on Netflix and watched that documentary recently, she will look at you with a blank stare and say, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But she's also 23 years old.
Well, yeah, but most of the jurors are going to be like, yeah, I kind of remember that. Oh. And you're not going to end up on a jury, Scott, if you watch Nancy Grace on a loop 24/7 anyway.
I think anybody over the age of 45 knows who Scott Peterson is. Anybody over the age of 45.
They were able to get on the jury the first time.
Yeah.
Which is part of the LA Innocence Project's argument.
It was horribly sensational back then. I mean, it was, you know, I know, Sam, and I'm not talking down. This is not disparaging. You're too young to remember. Hell, you weren't even alive.
I was not.
When this happened, I don't think. Well, yeah, you were. It was in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
There are few murder cases. O.J. Simpson, obviously, doesn't count.
Casey Anthony, maybe.
I think Peterson was bigger.
There are a handful that most people would have heard about, but all of these years later, Scott, you've got to put that evidence in front of a jury. Hmm. And if you really think about what they have?
What evidence?
They have an affair. That's it.
Yeah. There is no physical evidence.
There is no time of death, manner of death, cause of death, or location of death.
Is it not weird, though, that the LA Innocence Project submitted an application for 172 pieces of evidence to be considered, and the judge granted them two?
Do you not just throw everything at the wall to see what sticks?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you throw a wide net.
And they've got to find that van, man. It's been 30 years. How are they going to find the van?
They had the van.
They don't have it anymore. That's what I'm saying. As little evidence as they had back then, there's even a smaller room full of that stuff today.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.